From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Washington state officials are trying to develop a budget for next year. It's always difficult. Predicting tax revenue can be tricky. But this year, it's especially difficult because of the threat of going over the fiscal cliff. The fiscal cliff is shorthand for a package of severe budget cuts and tax increases set to take effect on January 1st if federal officials cannot agree on how to address the U.S. federal deficit. Stan Marshburn is director of Washington State's Office of Financial Management. He's trying to put together a state budget for the next biennium. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, glad to be here, Ross.
So if we go over this fiscal cliff on January 1st, what happens to the state budget on January 2nd?
Well, there's a couple issues about that that affect the state of Washington uniquely that we're very, very concerned about. For us, probably the biggest issue is consumer confidence. The state of Washington is very dependent on the sales tax. If the citizens think that what's going on in Washington, D.C. is going to put the economy back into recession, freeze up our economy, that's going to hit our budget in ways that are, you know, 10 times worse than any kind of federal budget cut.
So worst case, we do go over the fiscal cliff. It's going to affect consumer confidence. That's going to affect tax revenues. That's going to affect the state budget. But the federal government also puts money directly into the state budget, does it not? Will any of those mandated cuts affect the state's budget directly?
There's a couple pieces of what is in the plan, in the sequestration plan, that would affect the state of Washington that we want to keep our eye on, military spending. The bitter pill that's been designed cuts defense spending 50%, you know, significantly to try to shock folks into taking action. We have some very large bases, and they're strategically important to the nation, and we don't want to see an impact on that, because once again, that can affect our the overall economic recovery for our state. The second item that, you know, is clearly out there, where the federal government spends a lot of money, is Hanford. We're working hard to get the federal government to complete their commitment responsibility to clean up the Hanford plant, and so any kind of tightening down of federal expenditure that might crimp the ability for the federal government to meet its responsibility to the people of the state of Washington for cleaning up that facility, that's something we got to pay a lot of attention to. The sequestration bill itself does not affect the single largest funding program partnership between the state and federal government. It doesn't affect the Medicaid program. So now the real trade-off there is if we go over the cliff, that does not have an impact on the Medicaid program. And if the solution to avoid going over the cliff starts to change that, the dynamics on how that affects our budget changes. So, you know, we're part of this conversation is reducing federal spend. So it's going to have an impact on programs in the state of Washington and the partnership between the state and the federal government on a number of programs. But most of that's manageable. It's going to happen over a succession of years rather than a shock to the system on January 1.
So, Stan, do you have like two budgets, so one of which you'll shred if we go over the fiscal cliff and the other one that'll go into place if it doesn't work?
We're building a budget assuming that everybody has the best behavior and works their problems out in the best interests of the nation. If that doesn't happen, I think that the governor-elect will have to watch that carefully as he takes over on the 16th of January and looks at what the impacts are going to be.
And how about you, Stan Marshburn? Will you be around working with a new governor? Do you know yet?
I have the privilege and honor of being able to retire, and I will be retiring in the month of January.
Not your problem, then.
36 years with the Washington state government, and I'm proud to be a state employee and proud to have served the people of the state of Washington, and it's time to let somebody else take a shot.
Stan Marshburn, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, Ross. Thanks.
Stan Marshburn is director of Washington State's Office of Financial Management.